This is the main water pipe to the Lebanese capital. It's damaged, and taps have run dry in hundreds of thousands of households for nearly a month. Opposition Member of Parliament Ibrahim Mnemni is at the site to find out why the repairs are taking so long. An economic crisis has led to the near collapse of state institutions, but many accuse successive governments of mismanagement.
What we try to do is put pressure on the political parties who are in the ministry responsible for maintaining the pipeline. To solve the crisis, well, we need, once and for all, we need really proper planning. I mean, you cannot find that a city like Beirut is dependent on a single line.
Tankers are delivering water all over the city, a vital resource to households already struggling with poverty and inflation.
Every two or three days we have to buy water that costs around $70. People need water to wash and clean and for their bathrooms.
Water shortages are not new. Not enough was invested in maintaining the network since the end of the Civil War in 1990.
It's been a year since the United Nations warned the public water system in Lebanon was on the verge of collapse, and that 71% of the population, around 4 million people, could lack access to water.
But dilapidated infrastructure isn't the only problem. The sector depends on the state for the electricity that operates the pumps.
Money is needed to purchase fuel to compensate for lack of electricity, fuel to run diesel generators. Also, money is needed to stock up the stores for with spare parts to address any breakdowns. The third is to pay for salaries for workers that come to work every day.
Water authorities acknowledge that merely repairing the pipeline won't solve the problem. The state is nearly bankrupt, and the government is failing to implement the reforms necessary to qualify for international financial aid.
The big problem is when we don't have electricity and no money to buy diesel. That means we can't pump water.
Few expect water services to improve anytime soon in a country where the main pipeline to the capital was last serviced half a century ago. Zana Khadr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.